Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
McMurray, Jane Manzuris in for John Williams. John will be back tomorrow. What makes you happy? That was the question.
Makes me happy.
What makes you happy? The reason I bring this up is because my buddy's mother was in town from St. Louis. She's a psychologist.
Okay.
Alex Arnold. My buddy is John Arnold. His mother, Alex, who I absolutely adore. Mm-hmm. Wonderful woman. Very easy to talk to. I always say to her, Alex, are you psychoanalyzing me right now? And she's like, Pete, that would take way too long. Thanks, Alex.
Longer than this 10
But we started talking about life and happiness, and she said, well, when you go to your happy place, where do you go? What makes you happy?
What do you mean?
What makes you happy when you go to your happy place? If you're having a bad day and you're a person that meditates, when you want to think of something happy, what makes you happy? Where is your happy place?
So it's sort of like visualizing your happy place, not like physically
you
getting
go
in the car
back
and
there.
Going to your happy place.
Some people have a lake house in Wisconsin or Michigan.
So they think of this.
Or they go back to high school. I immediately, without missing a beat, I said my happy place, and I go there often, is poolside in Las Vegas with my 10 buddies as we sit around. We go on a trip every single year.
Oh, that's great.
And my wife turns to me and she said, what? What do you mean? What? It's kind of like a half what? What?
Because you're not with her in the happy place.
I said, well, my happy place is with my family, but usually there's stress that comes afterwards, you know, because, you know, my happy place, we're at a lake somewhere, suddenly I have to get up and get Charlie a sandwich.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're not happy when you're with your family. You have this pure feeling of joy when you're just absolutely carefree and doing nothing poolside with the fellas.
Right.
Is that it?
You just sit around and you laugh because guys love guy time. And when you're sitting around in Vegas and you don't have
time.
A trouble in a world, and you're sitting poolside having a beer, all your buddies are there, that's happy.
Good break from reality.
Oh, my God, I love it. I've been doing it for 20 years with the same crew. I love it.
We know.
But it makes you think. What makes you happy? Where's your happy place? What is it?
So this is about visualizing where you go and when you need a moment to take a break and then makes you happy. So I have a couple happy places. Mine always involve a lot of sun. Like yours sounds like the beating sun of Vegas is something that makes you happy. Mine is just sitting probably by myself, either in a very open field with lots of sun and flowers or just outside with sun. I think the sun to me, just being around that just makes me happy.
Is it like a wheat field? What kind of field?
Well, it could be,
cornfield?
No, in The Wizard of Oz, a field of poppies, but it's not necessarily the poppies.
Where you
just
go
be
to sleep and take
a
nap? Poppies, lots of poppies.
And another happy place for me is visualizing my little cat Molly jumping through the fields of gold.
So that's happy for you.
Yeah, the sun's always out. There's always flowers, and there's always, like, you know, rainbows and butterflies and happy kitties.
I mean, we have that huge delay in traffic right now. When you're in traffic and you're just sitting there and you're not moving and it's gridlock and you want to think about something happy, where do you go?
Something that brings you joy.
That is your question. 312-981-7200. People have different places. It could be your childhood.
Yeah, it sounds like your happy place is raucous. There's a lot going on poolside in
Vegas.
There's
a lot. The music's playing.
Yeah,
everybody's smiling.
That's your happy place.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
Mine's nice and peaceful. Serenity
surrounds
me.
No, I like the energy, man.
Lots of
joy. Like the music and, you know, your happy place. Bertrand, do you have a happy place? Is there anything going for you? No, Steve's not even paying attention right now. Okay. All right. Let's go to Joe. Oh, I'm sorry. Joe.
Yes, I have two.
Okay.
The first one is always my man cave. Every man needs one. My man cave is my serenity. Love it. It's my personality. We have it fixed up. I just love it.
Okay.
So it's a physical place that you go to.
Yes. And also Las Vegas. That's my favorite place in the world.
Tell me where you go because I love the visual. I was just there last week.
He was just there last
week. Go ahead.
Bellagio.
Okay.
That's his place.
Are you at the pool? Are you playing blackjack? Are you at a nice restaurant?
No, I'm sorry. Poolside.
Poolside
Bellagio. It is just unreal. The scenery is just amazing.
Yeah.
Exotic. I love the women.
All right, Joe, I got to cut you off. You're going down the wrong path there. Okay, I like it.
So it seems to me like that's an outdoor. It's an outdoor place.
Yes.
Yours is an outdoor. Mine's outdoor with sunshine poolside.
Right.
I love that too.
Where is your happy place? 312-981-7200. Barb, you're on WGN. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
My happy place is being in a cement pond, a swimming pool. By myself, swimming.
Okay, swimming.
Floating in the water.
Oh, that's nice.
It's peaceful.
Oh, yeah.
Something about the water, too, that's calming.
Very calming.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I was on the swim team and
really?
Oh, so she everything loves the
else. Pool. Yeah, I just love it.
Do you have a float or are you floating on your back? A little floaty?
Oh, no. I swim.
She's okay. Doing laps, man. All She's right. on the swim team.
Sounds like a lot of
are
work to me. How do you hold your drink when you're swimming? Thanks, Barb. what is your happy place? Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, what is your happy place?
I would have to say it's going to be my hunting stand, my deer stand in northern Wisconsin.
Okay.
That 1 week a year, you know, my brothers and I will go up to northern Wisconsin and we spend from sunup to sundown in our trees. And, you know, whether you get a deer or not, just being... You know, kind of in the middle of nowhere for
the camaraderie with the guys. You're up early, having a few pops. Yeah. I get it.
But I'm hearing too. Absolutely. You're up in your tree. You're in northern Wisconsin. Like that sounds very nature, and nature is nurture, and that brings you back
to this
happy
world. The last few
years,
I've actually brought my camera up there with me too, and it's complete serenity. You're up there by yourself. You can solve the world's problems.
Yes.
God, I'm ready for a nap right now.
I'm telling you.
I'm happy. I want to go out into the forest.
Thanks,
too.
Aaron. What'd you say? Nature is nurture?
Yeah. Well, I'm picturing him in a tree, like in a little perch, surrounded by leaves and green, and think of all that great oxygen and all the stuff going to your brain. It's just awesome.
Where is your happy place? It can be mentally. It can be like the man cave. We had that caller.
Or that's a physical place.
Right, physical place.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in for John Williams. John, back tomorrow. Carla, where's your happy place? Where do you go?
My name is Paula.
Paula. Oh,
hey,
okay.
Paula.
Yes.
Go
Hi.
Ahead, Paula.
My happy place is... my backyard, on the deck, in the sun, on my lounge chair. I do a lot of yard work back there. I have beautiful gardens,
nice.
Creek behind my home, and by myself.
Boy, that's nice. Sounds serenity.
Paula,
I mean, that's serenity
the
right there.
Sounds like your gardens are beautiful.
We'll have a few beers on Paula's deck.
I love working in the yard, and then when I'm all dirty and sweaty, just sit down and enjoy.
What is it with doing yard work? You want to stand back and just stare at your yard when you're done.
It's beautiful when it's finished.
Yes.
I do that all the time. And my yard's the size. I live in the city, so it's the size of your master bath, so it's not that big.
Okay.
But I spend hours working on it just because I love doing yard work.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you just feel like you're just proud of what you've accomplished.
Right. Look at that edge job over there.
And again, you're back to that nature. You're bringing that into your life and into
nature. I have to be outside.
Okay.
You know, and that's my happy place.
I like it. Thank you, Paula. Have a great day. Let's go to Pam. Pam, where's your happy place? Pam?
Yes, hi. My happy place is with my husband traveling all over the world. We just got back from the Holy Land from March the 5th to the 15th. We went to Nazareth and Jerusalem and Bethlehem, and we've gone on cruises before, and in the fall we're going on a cruise to the Mediterranean.
Nice.
Good for you. So you travel well together, you two.
Yes, we've been married 33 years now.
Okay, I have a question for you. I've been married 15 years. I've traveled with my wife. We probably travel at least once a quarter. And I know when my wife gets crabby when we get to the airport. Does your husband have that or do you have that? And you know when to stay away during that crabby time?
Yes, we kind of give each other our space.
Okay.
And we accept each other's impatience, and then within time it works out.
Gotcha.
33 years
All right.
of bliss.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
I have my wife, when we're going through security, and before she gets her coffee, she's super crabby. Super crabby. And I just want to talk. Let's go. Come on. It's early in the morning. Let's have a little conversation.
You know, oddly enough, Kurt and I travel great together. We both like the same things. We're both sort of easygoing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see a lot of trends here. A lot of people outside or traveling.
A lot of poolside. A lot of sunshine.
Susan, we're talking about your happy place. Where's yours?
My happy place is on the Tippecanoe River in Buffalo, Indiana.
Really? Just canoeing?
Yes. Canoeing, floating, just sitting in my lawn chair with my feet in the water. It's just peaceful, watching birds and letting the dogs swim. And there's nothing out there but country and water, but it's just beautiful.
That's nice to get away. Oh, how often nice. Do you go there?
We have a little trailer, so we try to go as much as we can in the summer and spring and fall.
So when you're really aggravated at work or stuck in traffic or having a bad day, do you just stop and think about Tippecanoe River?
Yeah. I love to bird watch and just hear the sound of the water and do absolutely nothing. My family thinks I'm nuts, but
I love it.
Just close your eyes and feel the wind and hear the water and nothing better.
I got to tell you, the great descriptions from everybody. I'm in a happy place just listening to your happy places right there.
Think about that all afternoon.
Tippecanoe River. That's wonderful. Let's go to Sue. Sue, what's your happy place?
Wrigley Field. Whether you're inside the stadium or walking around, it's just a great place to be.
I love it.
Yeah, the smell, the vibe, the people.
Sure.
Everybody wants to be your friend. It's a great place to be.
Are you going to the home opener on Monday?
I am not.
Oh, tickets are expensive.
Yeah, it's okay. I have other games coming up.
Okay.
So let me ask you this, same question. When you're not at Wrigley Field and you're crabby, do you just think about being at Wrigley to go to that happy place and wish you were there?
At times, yeah.
Yeah, and that makes you happy thinking about it.
Right, especially okay. when the sun's shining. You're onto something with the nature and the nurture.
Right.
When
I mean,
I like it.
Everything is better.
As soon as you brought up Wrigley, I thought of my brother Dave, who used to be my roommate. We'd go to Wrigley, and it's a day just like this.
Sure.
I mean, that's exactly where I went, and we're hanging out at Bernie's in the beer
garden.
Remember
the good times and the happy,
I feel like a cold one right now. All right. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, in for John Williams. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in for John Williams today. Ro and Anna coming up at 3 o'clock. We were talking about our happy place. I want to take one more call with Kathy. Kathy, where is your happy place? So when you're having a bad day, where do you go?
Well, I'm a closet designer for California Closets. And ask all the women you know that what's their favorite place. Mine's my closet.
Your closet.
That's right.
That makes you happy.
Yeah, I mean, everything I value is in the closet. I know it sounds kind of funny, but... It
sounds a little weird.
I put
a lot of time and effort into making the closet beautiful, and I have some really expensive and memorable items in the closet that I've worn over the years and kept, and makes me happy just to go in there and...
I get it. My closet's the size of a phone booth, but I still go in my closet and I shut the door and I'm like, I'm just happy in my closet.
I want you to tell Kathy and everybody that's listening right now, you told me during commercials, where is your happy place?
Well,
where do you go?
Because what came up during the conversation, Kathy and everybody else, was there are physical places to go to make yourself happy. I mean, mentally, we like the pool, we like sunshine.
Right.
Physically, for me, if I had to go somewhere that makes me happy, I go to my storage unit and I stand inside the storage unit and it makes me so happy. And Kathy, I need you because my storage unit makes me happy because I can't fit everything in my house. But I go in there and I've got stuff from my parents' house. I've got all my crafting supplies. I've got things that mean stuff to me. And I think the energy from that like kind of hits me and it makes me feel all happy. I leave there and I go, I love that place. It's like my home away from home.
That is such a Chicago line right there. My storage place. Yes.
Even working with clients. They love it. So...
We love the closet.
Thanks, Kathy. Have a great day.
Hey, no problem. Bye-bye.
My storage area, my storage space. We've all had one of those.
I try not to have a storage space, but, you know, just you live downtown, you don't have a large space. So I feel like the storage space will be empty at some point, but right now it makes me happy to leave everything in there.
Got it. I have to say a special, just to say a few words about Donny Cruz right
now. You should do that. I was going to ask if you wanted to.
Anytime I talk about death, I always get choked up. I don't know what it is in my life.
Because you feel.
Donny Cruz is a longtime Chicagoan who owned Melvin B's, one of the greatest bars in the history of this city. It was right in the Gold Coast, and it was an outdoor patio area that started probably in the early 90s. I was living in Rockford at the time, and I went to the door, and I'm like, this is great. Went to visit my brother Johnny, who lived in Chicago. We walk into Melvin B's, and I start talking to this guy. Come to find it's Donny Cruz, the owner.
Mm-hmm.
I go, this place is fantastic. Who owns this place? He's like, I do. I go, I'm coming back here every single weekend during the summer to see my brother.
And everybody hung out at Melvin B's for years and years and years.
Yes. I didn't know what the name of it was until someone told me, because there was no sign out front. It said Cedar Motel.
Yeah.
Melvin B's, what is that?
But you knew that this was a place that you wanted to hang out because it was right. fun and it was warm and it was welcoming. And Donnie was a big part of all that.
Donnie was great. And back in 98, when I moved to town, I did a radio show with Harry Tynowitz for 90 days before he left to go to ESPN. And Harry, we'd get off the air at 11 o'clock, and Harry and I would go over to Stanley's, and we got to know the bartender, Artie, and, of course, Donnie there.
Right.
So we spent many a nights at Stanley's, single, looking for women, having drinks, having fun, eating mashed potatoes. If you remember Butterfield 8, that was one of Donnie's places, or Mickey's in Lincoln Park, but he passed away. Let's see. God, I'm going to do it again. He passed away last week, and his wake is today, and it's a celebration of his life.
It really
so
is.
So I'll be there. That's why I'm wearing a suit
people,
today if
Kurt's
you're watching
going,
online.
A lot of my friends will be there this
but
afternoon as
this
well.
This guy is Chicago.
And he touched so many people's lives. Now, I didn't know him as well as all of you guys did. I did spend an evening with him a year ago, March Madness.
Right.
We went to Stanley's. He sat at our table. Just talked about the businesses and the things that over the years and what he's seen and what he did. And it was amazing to me to just have that moment. And
the stories. Everybody has been to
Stanley's. What he had to say. And,
right.
and knowing that the people that I was with, one of the girls worked for him at Melvin B's. A couple of the guys were really great friends with him. So just to hear this man talk about his life and the people that he affected just were right here with my friends. So it will be a celebration this afternoon.
I mean, everybody in Chicago is going today.
Mm-hmm.
St. Michael's Church. Usually when there's a wake, the wake starts at 3 o'clock. We're off the air at 3. And for some reason, last week when he passed away, I talked to one of his good friends, Artie, who was a bartender there. And Artie and I are talking for, like an hour, telling stories. I hang up the phone. I'm like, God, I wish I was on the radio. And I knew it was going to happen. And I knew I'd get to this point where I'd crack up on the air. But just a wonderful soul.
And
he was a good man.
He was a great man. And I think today is a great celebration. And it's sad. It's tragic. And it was very shocking that he passed away last week. But to be able to go and celebrate a great person, that's what everyone will be doing.
And I like to get there early for wakes, especially when they're going to be this crowded. It starts at 3. My plan was to show up at 2:45 and walk in.
You'll get there 3:15.
I hope
3:30?
So. Probably 3:30.
It's going to be packed by 3 o'clock.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be packed by 3 o'clock. So thoughts and prayers go out to Donnie Cruz, friends and family, and we're celebrating for the next 2 days here in Chicago. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, in for John Williams. It's 720 WGN.